You're listening to WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Statistics show African Americans and other people of color are more likely to suffer negative outcomes from COVID-19, and experts say it's because of systemic disparities in access to care, preventative health, and numerous socioeconomic factors. I talked about that with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute's Linda Baker, whose career includes time as Illinois' Secretary of Human Services, for today's In Focus.
African Americans account for 41% of the COVID deaths. And when you look at those numbers, they are startling. But if you dial it back and you look over years and you look at the number of individuals that have heart disease, the number of individuals that have diabetes, and then you look at the determinants of health. You talk about food deserts, individuals living in food deserts. You talk about inadequate housing. When you talk about supports for individuals and you talk about transportation, when we think about many of these individuals in big cities, they're riding on public transportation. They're on the bus. They may not have the most income. And so when you think about all of these social determinants of health, lack of education, you combine all those things together, and those clearly, that data impacts the outcomes on health. We know that housing and food and healthcare all go together. You cannot look at healthcare without looking at those social determinants of health, those things that make an individual whole. It's just not looking at the healthcare, it's looking at who the doctors are. Is the care being, is it culturally competent care? The mistrust over times, when you think about the Tuskegee studies, I looked at the data on Tuskegee, and many African Americans are today still fearful of the healthcare delivery system. And so making sure as we look at the data, we look at it in totality. It's not that African Americans are more susceptible to COVID, but it is because they're dying from it because of those underlying issues, those underlying health issues, and the systemic issues that have plagued the African American community for years. Those are shining light on, we're shining light on those now, and it's coming out in those COVID numbers.
I know that you've spent a lot of time, a number of years, working with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute, as well as SIU's School of Medicine, to really take a closer look as these students get ready for medical careers, or perhaps careers in public service, in terms of trying to break down these barriers, these disparities. What are you talking about with young people now in terms of treating the entire patient, the entire community, rather than just looking at perhaps a privileged few who have the access to the care that they need?
Last week, I had the opportunity to be the convocation speaker for the MedPrep program, and really talking to those young people about the fact that health inequities exist, and issues such as hypertension and diabetes and obesity, all of those pre-existing conditions that plague the African American community at a disproportionate level, those students coming out need to be ready and armed to work with those communities. They need to be culturally competent in terms of working with those communities and then building trust with those individuals to work with them, the elderly individuals as well as children. Things like, we have not talked a lot about, but this whole issue of mental health. What does the mental health system look like? And post-COVID, we know that there are many issues that have, mental health has always been an issue. It was an issue in 2003 when the Simon Institute did a study on access to healthcare in rural and underserved areas. Mental health was a huge issue, and we talked about it in 2003, and we're talking about that issue today, addressing the issue and the needs of mental health services in rural and underserved areas, being prepared to use technology as a tool to help. The fact that we're using telehealth. Telehealth has been used in the private sector for many years. There's not a lot of telehealth that have been utilized in the public system. The knob has been turned on, and we're utilizing telehealth in communities for mental health services, but we're also using telehealth to bring doctors into the homes of the elderly that can't get out of their homes. Many of them can't get out right now because of social distancing to go to medical appointments. So using telehealth as a tool and saying to young people who are going into the healthcare field, it's changing. Technology will be a part of it. Being able to work with all communities, not just, as you say, the privileged few, but to be able to really address the needs of individuals across the state We know that that has not been done. We know that there are many things that inhibit and prohibit individuals from going into the healthcare system and seeking the health that they need. Expanding healthcare in our state, we've expanded healthcare, and I think that is we have to make sure that people get access.
Linda Baker is a former director of Illinois' Department of Human Services. She's now with SIU's Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. You can hear more of our interview at WSIUnews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.